Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. Or should I say, welcome back to the 60s. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome to the 60s.
We are here with our usual Kevin, welcome to falsetto land, Jaeger.
Yes.
And Kimberly, welcome to our world, game master and unofficial babysitter for all of the hours.
Welcome.
All of you.
We are back from our hiatus. You know, we had our 5+ year season one. We are now ready to take off with season two. We have some incredible guests, some incredible games, some incredible movies to movie musicals to discuss. There's so much. We've got a holiday show coming up. Like, there is just so much that we're going to be able to cram into this season two for you listeners. Thank you so much for sticking with us. But before we, you know, I know you've missed us. We've missed you. So let's just start with, what are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
Kevin, what are you drinking? You're taking a sip right now. What are you drinking?
I'm just drinking a sensible glass of red wine.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Delish.
Kimberly?
I have some Hudson baby bourbon and all my rocks have melted. So when I refill it, it's just neat with a little bit of seltzer.
Beautiful. Well, I am drinking... this beautiful blonde ale, the Kvekian blonde ale. This is actually from a brewery in North Carolina. Actually, the name of the brewery is Ass Clown Brewing Company.
They sound fun.
Ass Clown. I like
it. It was actually an awesome brewery. It was like the small dive bar that we went to that you'd see the brewing equipment in the back. It was really great. In North Carolina has a ton of breweries, like in the Charlotte, outside the Charlotte area, Asheville. We had a really fun time. but I guess that being...
Did you write me a letter from Asheville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get it?
I didn't yet.
It's coming back to you? Is that what it is? Coming back to you. It's coming back to you. Yeah, we lived our Bright Star dreams. We threw babies off of trains. But really,
we didn't do that.
Yeah, no, we did not. But you know, we took this break to kind of refresh, re-energize a little bit. I will be honest, we probably just planned season two the whole time. However, what did you guys do? What did you gals and guys and everybody do?
I went to the beach. I stayed at home. I went to work. I'm trying to think if I like picked up a new hobby. That would be fun if I was like, well, I built a canoe and then I went on a canoe trip.
Yeah, you whittled the canoe.
Into like, the Hudson Valley.
Can you like actually make that a reality? Because I think that would be great if you randomly like, I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, I can't come out because I'm building a canoe tonight.
Yeah, what if you became like Nick Offerman, like you became like a woodworker.
Yeah. What if your calling is to be a canoe maker and you never knew until this joke conversation that made you suddenly decide to do it? And then you look at Jay and you're like, I'm sorry, we have to leave New York because I have to live in Alaska and make canoes. Is that where you make canoes?
I don't know, but you know what Jay would do because he's the best?
He'd
say, okay, I bought you this tree, make it a canoe.
Oh, he would buy you a tree to make a canoe.
Would you start small?
He wouldn't go a new trip with me though.
No.
Get in the canoe. Would support you.
No.
Famously, no canoe trips for Jay Schmidt. But maybe I would make like miniature canoes is what I just said.
Oh, yeah. They're canoe.
I have been drinking this time that we've been apart.
I like that you when you drink, you bring out your liquid you. Canoes.
Miniature canoes.
Yeah. I love it. Great.
What have you guys been doing? I've been making canoes. Kevin?
Kimberly's been making canoes. I have been learning 8 different languages.
Wow.
Wow.
I made them all up and then learned them. It was really great.
Great.
No, I took this time to get settled into my new position, coming out of COVID and then not having a job during COVID because the Broadway shut down, but being fortunate enough to get rehired to be part of the Broadway industry again is exciting. And so I've been getting settled into my job there. It's also been really nice to hang out with my best friends, Brian and Kimberly, but to remember that we're doing it as friends. We had a great 4th of July together at Brian's place in Philadelphia, where we got to kind of just remember what it's like to just hang out when we don't have deadlines or schedules or microphones around. Not that we don't love recording our show for all of you.
And not that we didn't record our show for you while we were there.
Which we did. But I mean, I think it's just
fair. We just can't help it.
can't help it. But it was really, really nice to just spend time as friends and experience all of that. And just get ready for like Broadway coming back and what that means for all of us. And as a creative person, what that means to like recharge my body, my brain, and get all ready back for the world again. So I did a lot of that. I also binged all of the season 1 and 2 of Flack on Amazon Prime.
I'm on season 2.
I turned Kimberly onto it. I'm obsessed and all of you should watch it. It's just amazing writing. It deals with a lot of very dark and intense situations. So I will say that there are trigger warnings when you go into it. So just be prepared to, when you're looking at it, that it is adult content and there is some stuff that like you might want to be prepared to know that's in it before you see it. But it is just a masterful, masterful telling of a story through incredible acting and great dialogue. And I just really recommend everybody checking it out because it's super great. This is not an ad. I just super love it.
That sounds great. I took a road trip down to North Carolina. That was really fun. We went to the breweries. We saw my future in-laws. That was super fun. And then we went to the Outer Banks. We spent some time. We got caught.
Look at them, or did you like talk to them?
No, we just looked. We didn't actually stay over. We just walked around the house like, you know, like voyeurs. Yeah.
Yeah, you saw and you left.
Yeah. We went kayaking. We went to the Outer Banks. That was super fun. And then on our way back, we got caught in a tornado warning. That was wild. That was terrifying. We had to pull over on the side of the road.
Between tornado and warning changes the story.
Yes, for sure.
We got caught in a tornado. Warning.
That was fun. I've been watching an outrageous amount of scary movies. That has been super fun.
Why have you been doing that? Is there a reason?
Well, so I do like scary movies. Don't get me wrong. But my fiance and Nikisha Williams...
The way that blended, I was like, oh, season 2.
Brian's out of practice with the pausing in the story.
Yeah. My pauses are off. I'm producing a podcast for them called Talking Horror. So Nikisha, an actress, and my fiance Jamie is a therapist. So they talk about the mental health aspect, as well as the human behavior aspect of horror movies.
The BCU continues to extend.
Yeah. You can, that's all live. Their season 1 is all live and out there. And then their season 2 starts around the end of September, Halloween.
I haven't been asked to be a guest and it seems super rude.
Well, don't worry, Kevin. There will be a Talking Horror Broad-Waisted crossover this season. We're going to do it. So
spoilers.
Yeah. I've done a lot of sleeping as well. That's been nice. Weirdly, I'm very into smoking meats and gardening now. I've smoked ribs a lot. I've done it like 4 or 5 times. I'm growing like vegetables and plants in the backyard that we have. It's really nice. I like it a lot.
Yeah, Brian turned into my dad in
He moved to Philadelphia. He lives in a house. He's smoking meats.
Yeah, you know.
Basically my dad now.
But as I had mentioned, we have done a lot of planning for season 2. Kevin, why don't you talk a little bit about, we don't want to talk about it. No, you know what? You'll hear about season 2.
Plan.
No, our season two is going to be a little bit of everything. We're going to have a lot of game nights, as I mentioned. We're going to do something super fun where our guests are going to be people who are re-entering into Broadway shows. So we can talk about the experience that we're going to talk about our experiences going back into the theater. Kevin, what else are we going to talk about this season?
What we're excited about with season two is that season two is coinciding with the return of live theater in Broadway. And so we're really excited to celebrate all the amazing options and opportunities that we all have that we maybe had before but took for granted, that we're all so excited are back. So we're looking at some stars of the shows that are reopening that haven't had their official opening yet. So we'll get to talk to some of those people. We'll get to talk to some stars of the shows that are long running and see what it's like to have like had your contract shut down, but now it's starting again. We have some game nights with Broadwaysted fan favorites who are coming on to do some episodes with us for that. We have our exciting crossover with our growing cinematic universe of podcasts. So there's a lot of really cool stuff that we're excited to share with you guys, and just kind of a new and exciting, but continued with the Broadwaysted flair, look at what's happening with live theater. Because as we all know, with the pandemic, when everything shut down, we had a lot of realizations of things that we want theater to be different. A lot of people are saying they want theater to be different in some way. And so Broadwaysted is excited to be coming back with that kind of exciting energy and that exciting kind of like hope and excitement for the future of live theater. And we're just bringing that to you with our same old silliness.
Yeah, and then on Patreon, there are a ton of movie musicals coming out this fall and winter. We're going to be covering most of them on Patreon. Kimberly, you want to talk a little bit about the slew of movies that are coming out that we're going to talk through?
Absolutely. We just watched, if you are a member of our Patreon already, you might not realize we've had a hiatus because we are always there for you there. We just watched all of the trailers for, well, not all, I'm sure there are more that we forgot about. But Tick, Tick, Boom, Cinderella, everyone's talking about Jamie, my personal favorite, Sing 2, is all coming out this fall. And as the movie club that we started during a pandemic just for funsies so we could see our friends more often on the screen, lives strong in Patreon. So we watch movies and we chit-chat to each other, sometimes just us, sometimes our friends come back. And we watch all of those. Also on Patreon, you can see our faces because the fun side effect of recording on Zoom is that there's always a video recording. So if you're on our Patreon, you get the unedited video recording of every episode we put out. Unless we record it in person, because I can't figure that out.
Another thing just to mention that we're super excited about is season two. Since season one was the last 5 years of our lives, almost in 290 something episodes or 80 something episodes of official episodes, season two will also be where we celebrate our 300th episode of
Wow. That's wild.
Say that season two would also be 290 episodes long. A precedent. That is not true. But yes, we have our 300th episode.
Really drunk and in a bar napkin, they signed a contract to do this for another 300 episodes.
Just like the first time, Kevin.
We're so excited to celebrate our 300th official episode.
That's crazy.
So it's going to be real. It's just really crazy to see where we're at. We're so grateful to all of you who have kind of come on along with us on this journey, whether you joined because we brought on your favorite star and just kind of started listening along, or if you found us from the very beginning and just kind of joined us there. We're so excited that you've continued and that you're on board for season two. And we're just excited to bring a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, even on top of that, we are going to see Hamilton in Philadelphia. So we're going to talk about that. There's just so, we're really
out of town tryout of Broadway.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to Chicago, but this will be our first. This will be our first.
I thought about that as I was saying it, and then I kept saying it.
But what you're correct, this is our first ever like tour for Broadwaysted. We've gone to Paper Mill.
No, we saw Tootsie in Chicago while we were in
that
Chicago.
That wasn't a tour. That was the tryout.
That's true.
Out of town
tryout. That's true.
So I think this will be our first like tour.
Broadwaysted on tour.
Yeah.
An out-of-town tryout.
Yeah,
can totally. We take a train? We actually
you can take a train.
Train.
I'm gonna walk over. But yeah, I mean, bottom line is a lot of stuff. And then obviously we're going to still be doing our holiday show. Going to be a little bit different this year. It's going to be super fun. As it's different every year, which is the exciting part. And then we'll do a recap of stuff, and we're just going to keep going. We're going to give you all that special content. We're curating it a little bit more. It's going to be a lot tighter and really fun. So we're so happy you're back and hopping back on the broad-waisted train. Like we're hopping back on, but anything
also,
else that
just so you all know, we've changed. I made a drastic change to every episode. There will no longer be Kevin's Corner.
It will be
Kevin's Bay Window, because that's super way cuter. And we had time to do the construction during the break, so Kevin's Corner is now Kevin's Beautiful Bay Window.
And how sure. would the theme song now sound?
Tuesdays in Kevin's Bay Window. Kevin. It should probably be more
two
tropical.
Different takes.
Yeah. And then we're going to be a little bit more raw this season. We have voted, and we're hanging it up in the rafters. We have voted to remove Carmen Cusack. We're just going to be cursing up a storm, friends.
Should we do one last Carmen to send her off?
Yeah, I think that's cool.
On the count of three, everyone, your favorite curse word.
Yep.
One, two, three.
Oh.
Yeah. But we just want to thank you all for starting with us. Like Kevin said, wherever you found us, for sticking with us, we're super excited for everything that's coming. Thank you all the patrons. Thank you all of the people who have subscribed to us in the feed. Again, you can follow us everywhere on social media, inclusive of Twitter, Instagram. You can find our Facebook group page. Kevin runs that. That's awesome. You can check out our, Patreon, as we had mentioned, patreon.com/broadwasted. And then you can obviously find us wherever you get your podcasts, whether you're using the BPN app, the Broadway Podcast Network app, whether you are using Spotify, Stitcher, or of course, Apple Podcasts. You can rate and review us on all those platforms. 5 stars, please.
And thank you.
But in all seriousness, you know, we're in season 2 right now. We're only season 2, a very young podcast. So
any advice you have would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. No, but in all seriousness, anything that you can, if you haven't done a review yet or given us stars or written, like, we really appreciate it. Growing that always helps people find us. Even, you know, we've been here for a while, but not everyone has heard of us. We'd love to get out there a little bit more. Excuse me. And I'm just looking forward to getting all this started up again. There's my bad spacing.
You're walking today.
Everyone. I was in a tornado warning, and we're super excited to get broadwasted with you. We're going to be drinking some new cool stuff. We're going to be playing some new cool games, and looking forward to it. And you know, even this episode will end with a quote, which is,
"We decided we weren't doing that anymore."
But look at where we are. Look at where we're going. That was my quote.
That's the whole thing?
I only chose that part of the song.
Oh, okay.
So Brian decided he's not going to do good quotes for season 2, but like...
Whoa, what did you say about Hamilton, Kevin?
when did she
say... Orphanage.
When did they say, look at where we're going?
Look at where we are. Look at where we started. That's what I meant.
That's what I meant. What song is that? Because that's not.
No, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. This North. Hey, this ass clown is really doing its job.
I'm making you an ass clown. Oh, sorry, that was mean.
Sorry, this season's gonna be a fucking mess.
We're still drunk, everyone.
Yeah, we still end every episode the same way. So we raise our glasses and we say, "Zootua." Cheers.
Cheers.
Wait, remember how I forced you two to do that?
The first time?
I was like, we got to end with something. And I was like, let's do this. And you're like, fine. And here we are.
Look at
we're like, we don't know what that means, but okay, Brian.
Look at where we are. Look at where we're going.
Oh, man.
We're going to Hamilton, everybody.
Yeah, I guess I gotta log back into Disney Plus.
Oh.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.